Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin, daf 70. We left off yesterday on daf 69b, towards the top of the page, right before where the lines get long. Itmar, we learn the following. Abaye Amar, Alum Alehen, 69b, Samachter Amud Bet. Ayin Amud Av, we didn't get to yet. Amar Abaye. Abaye Amar, Alum Elehen Tanan. The Mishnah, we started this parak, the new chapter, is about the 10 genealogical classes that went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So, machloket is, did they go up on their own accord, with their own will? Elehen Tanan, Virava Amar, Elum Tanan. No, Rava says they were forced up. So, if they give it to Rabbi Elazar, the machloket is an opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Allah is Rav Mibavel Ad Shasa'a Kesod Nikiyah Ve'Allah. Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said that Ezra only went up from Babel when he made Babel like clean, fine flour. There was no more genealogical class problems. Abaye, later Rabbi Elazar. Rava, eat later Rabbi Elazar. Abaye does not hold up the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. So he says that they went up on their own accord. Whereas Rava, he holds up the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, and therefore he says that they were forced up from Babel. Some say no. The kule ama eat later Rabbi Elazar. Some say that everyone holds like Rabbi Elazar. V'achav akam if you give the machloket is the following. Mor savar afrushe afrushinu min afshayos liku. They separated themselves from the psulim and they went up on their own. That's Abaye. Mor savar bal korchayav asukinu. And Rava says no. Against their will, they were sent up to Eretz Israel. Bish lama lamandamar alu. It makes sense according to Abaye. Says that they went up on their own. That's why it says Kol Aratzot Isal Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Isal Babel. All of the lands are like a dough to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is a dough to Babel. Meaning, it's not as good in genealogical classes. So all the lands are not as good as Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is not as good as Babel. It makes sense. That would make sense in that case. But according to the one who said, meaning because we don't know the genealogical classes exactly. If we say alu, they went up on their own accord, we don't know who's what. But if you say he'elum, that you forced them up, we should know in Eretz Yisrael all the genealogical classes, and we should have been able to tell you that Eretz Yisrael, why should Eretz Yisrael be any lower than Babel? We know exactly who is in what genealogical class. All of the psulim, meaning not only the ksherim, also the psulim, you would know who is in what categories. You'd be able to tell, and therefore Eretz Yisrael should not be any worse than Babel. So the Gemara says, Nehide yad elahu dara. Yeah, they know the people in that generation. But in the future generation, they have no idea. How do they know who's going to be in the future generation? So the Gemara says, "Bisham alam andamar alu." It makes sense according to Abaye that they went up. That's why it says in the pasuk, "Va'ekbetzem el hanar haba lachava." And achaneshamim imshalosha. They gathered them to the nahar and they rested there for 3 days. Avina ba'am va'kuanim b'nei Levi. Lo matzati sham. I didn't find from b'nei Levi. Hold on. How do you not find from b'nei Levi? If it was they went up on their own accord, okay, maybe you don't know who are the Levim. Ela, the man damar he'elum, but according to the one who says that they were forced up, you know each genealogical class, so you know who the Levim are. So hamizhar seiri, you're careful to know, you know exactly who the genealogical classes are, and therefore you know who the Levim are. So the Gemara says, nihi the izur b'psulim, k'sherim the izur. They were careful with the psulim, they knew who the psulim were, but they didn't know who the k'sherim were. And therefore, that's why they didn't know who the Levim were. Then we said in the Mishnah, Kohanei Levi Yisrael, they went up to Eretz Yisrael, Minalan de Saliku. How do we know they went up to Eretz Yisrael? Dichtiv, Vayeshuva, Kohanei, Valvim, Minaam, and Vamashorim, the singers, Vashoarim, the gatekeepers, Vanetinim, Va'arehem, Vechol Yisrael, Va'arehem, all of Am Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. That's where we know. Chalalei, Gerei, Vecharurei, Chalalim, converts, and freed slaves. Chalalei, Minalan. How do we know Chalalim went up to Eretz Yisrael? The Tanya, the writer says, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Gedula Chazaka Shenemar, the Chazaka is so great that it says in the Pasuk, Bnei HaKohanim, from the children of the Kohanim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei Akots, Bnei Barzilai, Shalagach, Mibno Barzilai, Giladi, they took from the daughters of Barzilai, Giladi, Isha, Veikare, Al Shemam, they named on their name, Ela Bikshu Ketavam, Mityachasim, Elon Yisau, they requested to have their Yichus as a Kohanim, and they couldn't find it. Like go alu mina keuna, they were taken out from the keuna. Vayomer hatirshata lahem. The tirshata said to them, "Who's tirshata?" It's Nehemiah, right? Nehemiah was called tirshata. This is a He said to them, "Asher lo yochalu mikodesh kodashim ad amod kohen urim v'tumim." Don't eat from kodesh kodashim until urim v'tumim comes back. The kohen comes with the urim v'tumim. Why? Because you're not for sure kohanim. So he says, "Amar lahem hari atem becheskatchem. You have your chazaka. V'me ha'item ochlim ba'gola. What were you eating when you were in exile? Ba'kotcheh gevul. You were eating truma. Afkan nami ba'kotcheh gevul. So to rear, you can continue eating truma." So the Gemara says, "Uman." So hold on. So this sounds like, from here, it sounds like they were chadalim over here. They didn't know that they were kohanim, and therefore they still were brought up to Eretz Yisrael. Uman da amar ma'alim mitruma lechasin. Okay, there's an opinion that says that if you see someone eating truma, you can view him as a kohen. So hani dachul b'truma ata desukinu. Hold on. These that were eating truma, they were should have been viewed as kohanim. So he says shane hatam deriach is katay. No, over here is different because they had a problem in the chazaka. What was the problem? The problem was that they couldn't find it. It says, it says they requested and they couldn't find it. No matzah. So therefore, that's why it didn't work. That chazaka was not strong enough.
What did they request? They requested what?
Ktav yichusam. They wanted to have the correct genealogical yichus to their lineage. And they couldn't get it.
They couldn't trace them.
Right. So the Gemara says, let's see, what Rashi says, "Natam deriach is katayu loit serich lemechash lehai." Given the shark koanim ochlim bekochei mikdash, v'hem nigoalu mehem urach is kadam v'yesh v'hem heker v'loate lasukinu. Meaning they're not eating kodesh kodashim; they're only eating the truma. So therefore, it's a lower level. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ela ma gedulah chazakas." Why does it say chazakas so great? The meikara achul v'truma de rabbanan v'lasov achul v'truma de uraita. First, they were eating truma de rabbanan. And then, at the end, they were eating truma de oraita. What's truma de rabbanan, truma de oraita? Rashi says, truma de rabbanan is chutz la'aretz, truma de oraita is Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, v'chi masikinan, mi truma de yuchasin, mi de oraita, mi de rabbanan lo masikinan. When we view the person eating truma as a kohen, when do we view him as a kohen? When he's eating truma de oraita, not truma de rabbanan. Iachi, ma'ik dola chazaka, so if that's the case, what's so strong about this chazaka? So he says, "Nemeikara leka lemigzar mishum truma deoraita." Because initially there was no gezera telling them, "Don't eat rabbinic truma unless you come to eat deoraita truma." The vasof afagav deika lemigzar mishum truma deoraita derabanan achul b'deoraita lo achul. At the end, even though there was what to give a gezera that they shouldn't eat truma derabanan unless they come to eat truma deoraita, still we said you're allowed to eat truma derabanan and not truma deoraita. That's the chazaka. So the Gemara says, "Vaketiv," but it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer tirshat alayim asher lo yachlu mekodesh hakodashim." It says, "Don't eat from the kodesh hakodashim." The kodesh hakodashim do yachal hakol midin echol. Just the kodesh hakodashim they can't eat, but they should be able to eat everything else, even truma deoraita. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar lo midin mikre kodesh." You can't eat anything called kodesh. Velo midin mikre kodashim. You can't eat anything called kodashim. Lo midin mikre kodesh, not kodesh. Dichtiv vechol zar lo yachal kodesh. Any zar cannot eat kodesh. ולא מידיד מרקי קודשים, דאמר כאלה פסוק שזה, ובת כהן כי תהיה לאיש זר, כי בתרומת הקודשים לא תאכל, ובת כהן, it should be married to a non-כהן, ששנה לי תרומת הקודשים anymore. ואמר מור, and what is it referring to? במורה מן הקודשים לא תאכל. ששנה לי that which is separated from the קודשים. What is it referring to? That's given to the כהן, the חזה and the shok, the breast and the thigh of the animal that were given to the kohen, even those they should not eat because they don't have yichus, strong enough yichus. They just have the chazaka, they can continue eating truma de rabbanan. Okay, gerei v'charurei. How do we know the converts and the freed slaves went up to Eretz Yisrael? Minalan amar chisad amar kad. The pasuk says v'chol nivdal mitumat goya aretz alehem. This is referring to the korban pesach, right? It says v'yichelu b'nei Yisrael shavim me'agola v'chol nivdal mitumat goya aretz alehem. All of those were separated from Tumat Goye Haaretz. They were all joined in the Korban Pesach. So even the Gerim and even the freed slaves, they all joined in that Korban Pesach. So they also joined Eretz Yisrael. Mamzerei, how do we know the Mamzerim came to Eretz Yisrael? Minala, Dichtiv Vayishma Sanvalat Hacharani V'Tovya Eved Hamoni. And then it says, Uchtiv Ki Rabim BiYehuda Baalei Shavua Lo Ki Chatan Hu LeShechaniah Ben Arach. Yochanan beno lakach et bat meshulam ben berechia. Over here showing that Tovia and his son, they married, they were slaves, they married Jewish women, right? how they marry Jewish women. So he's saying, "Kasavar over kachamim ve'eved abal abad yisrael." But that mamzer, he holds that a goy and an eved over here is an eved marries a Jewish woman. The child that comes from that marriage, according to this opinion, is a mamzer. So if that's the case, this is how you know that mamzerim also came up to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Hanich lemanda amar avalad mamzer." Okay, that makes sense according to the one who says mamzer. Elamanda amar avalad kasher. But according to the one who says that a slave or a goy who marries a Jew, the child is kosher, it's a kosher child, what would you say then? So vetu, and not only that, how do you know they're going to have children? Maybe they don't have children. Vetu, and not only that, how do you know they had the child in Babel, and then they went up? Maybe they had the child in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Ela Mehacha. We learn from the following pasuk. It's a pasuk in Nehemiah. It says, "Ve'ele ha'olim mitel melach tel charsha keruv adon ve'imer ve'lo yachalu la'agid beit avotam ve'zaram im Yisrael hem." They weren't able to tell beit avotam if they were from Israel. It says, "Tel melach." What's tel melach? Elo bnei adam shedomim ma'aseh le'ma'aseh sedom shenefchad la'tel melach. That's people who their actions are similar to the incident of Sedom and like the right shenefchad la'tel melach that flipped to a tel of melach of salt. That's tel melach. Tel charsha is ze shekore abba ve'imom shatko. That's somebody who calls his father, 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 and the mother silences him. V'lo yachelu lehagid beit avotam v'zaram. Im Yisrael hem, they couldn't say if they were from Israel. Zehu asufi. That's an asufi shenesaf min hashuk. It's someone they got from the shuk. He doesn't know his father or mother. Keruv adon ve'imer. Amar Rabbi Abahu. Amar adon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani amarti yu Yisrael lefanek kechashuvim kechruv. Keruv. I said that Am Yisrael before me should be like the keruvim. In the Beit HaMikdash. Says, I said it should be like the keruvim. Vim samu asam kin namer. And they made themselves like a leopard. What is a leopard? So Rashi explains, a leopard over here says, kechaya zo she'inam makpedet bezug chaverta. Always talking to other people's spouses and not being careful and makpid on themselves. Ikd Amri, some say no, the other way around. Amar, this is a great chasidut. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Adon, Hashem said, Afal pi shesamu atman kinamer, even though the Jewish people made themselves like a leper, they're always talking to other women. He says, Hen chashuvim lefanai keruv. He says, they're in front of me like the keruvim. I view them like the keruvim. They're as kadosh as the keruvim, like the malachim, the keruvim in the mikdash. He's viewing them as high a level as that. So Amara Baba Rachana, this is starting to get a little bit more agarata. Kulan say Isha Shainahu Genet Lo, Male Alava Katuv Ki Ilu Kharashola Kula Alam Kulos Zaro Melach. Anyone who marries a woman that's not fit for him, it's as if he plows the whole world with salt and plants salt. Shneimar ve'ele ha'olim mitel melach tel charsha. It says tel melach, salt, and it's tel charsha. I tell you, it's like you're planting the whole world with salt. Kiilu. Amar Rav Abba Rav Ada, Amar Rav, Kol Anosei Isha Leshum Mamon, Havyano Banim Sheinam Meuganim. If somebody marries a woman for money, children will be no good. This is you have a promise from the Gemara. Shneimar Ba'adunai Ba'gadu, Ki Banim Zarim Yaladu. If you're marrying for the wrong reasons, Chas V'Shalom can be Banim Zarim. V'Shema Tomar Mamon Palet. Oh, maybe you say the money gets, like excluded. Tamun Omar Ata Yochelem Chodesh El Chelkeim. Like it's not here. Rashi says, no, Rashi. Meaning, the maybe it's talking about that the children will be will be no good, but the money won't get affected. Meaning, we said if you marry somebody for money, the children will come out no good. Maybe it's just the children. The money will be fine. Maybe. So the Gemara says no. It says ata yochalem chodesh et chelkeim. 1 month they're going to lose it all. V'shemet omar chelko velo chelka. Maybe only his money, not her money. He's going for her money. It's not going to work. Both of their money is going to be gone. You go for a woman for her money, zeu. Maybe they'll have a lot of money for a long time. No, tamulamar chodesh, only 1 month. My mashma, how do we know that? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, chodesh nichnas, chodesh yasa, mamuna mevad. 1 month in, 1 month out, and zeu. Money is gone. Somebody marries a woman that's not fit for him. That's not a good woman. Eliyahu kofto, v'akadosh baruch hu rotzo. Eliyahu Navi ties you down, and Hashem starts to whip you. V'tana, al kulam Eliyahu kotev, v'akadosh baruch hu chotem. And for all of these cases, Eliyahu writes them down, and Hashem stamps it. Oy lo leposel et zaro, oy to the person who's posel his children, u'pogem et mishpachto, and pogem his family, u'nose isha she'ena ugenet lo. And someone who marries a woman, that's not good for him. Eliyahu koftov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzo. It says Eliyahu will tie you down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to whip. somebody does that. B'chol ha-posel, pasul. If somebody is trying to be posel somebody else, he's pasul himself. Ve'eino medaber b'shulchan ha'olam. And they don't speak about anyone's praise ever. When someone's like that, they never speak about other people's praise. V'amar Shmuel b'mumo posel. If somebody says this person is pasul, he has that exact same problem. This is a big musar. When someone heard this once, says when you point your finger at somebody else, you're really pointing three fingers back at yourself. The problem is usually within you when you see a problem in someone else. Ahu gavra de minharda de ala beimat bechayya befumbedita. There was a man in Nehardea who went to the butcher's place in Fumbedita. Amar lo habali bisra. He said, "Give me some meat." This is a nice story. Amrole netara de shakil sham ma'ed Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel v'neitiv lach. He says, "Wait, the shamash of Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel is standing here. He's waiting in line. We'll give his shamash first, and then we're going to give you." Amar man Yehuda bar Shviskel de kadim le de shakil min kamay. Who is this Yehuda bar Shviskel? Like. He's like made fun of his name. He's taking in front of me. So Azlu Amru the Rav Yehuda. They told Rav Yehuda Shamtehi. Put him in excommunication. Amru Regil Dikari Nashay Avdei. They told him this man always calls people slaves. Achriz Alei De Avdahu. They said, you know what? He's a slave. That's why he's saying it. Azalahu Azmenei Le Dinah Lekamei De Rav Nachman. So that man, he got called a slave in public now. He came and he ordered Rav Yehuda to come to the Beit Din. He sent him an invitation to the Beit Din. Aite pitkad asmana, the letter came of invitation. Azal Rav Yehuda lekamei Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda first went to Rav Huna. Amar le, Izrael or lo Izrael? He said, should I go or shouldn't go? Amar le, mezal lo mibaylach mezal, mishum de gavra rabad. He said, you don't need to go because you're such a great man. Ella, mishum yekarad ben nasiya kum zil. Maybe because of the greatness of the Reish Galuta, maybe you should go. Atash kachay de kavin ma'ake. He went. And so they were invited in front of the Beit Din of Rav Nachman. So Rav Yehuda came in front of Rav Nachman and he saw that he was building a fence. Amar lei lo savar la mor, lehad amar vuna bar idi amar shmuel, you don't hold like this opinion, kevan shenitmana adam parnas al tzibur, asur v'asiyad melacha b'fnei shlosha. When somebody becomes the parnas al tzibur, he's supporting the tzibur, he's not allowed to do work in front of three people. Amar lei purta de gunderita hu de ka'avidna. He says, I'm just fixing up a small part of the fence. He used this word of gunderita. That's not a common word. So Rav Yehuda responded to him, Amar lei, misan yam ma'ake dechti ba'uraita, o mechitza damu rabanan. Do you not like the word ma'ake in the Torah? Or mechitza that the rabbis say? Why are you using a weird word? So Amar lei, yetiv mor akarpita. He says, go and sit on the bench. He used the weird word again. Amar lei, umisane safsal damu rabanan, o itzteba damri inashe. Do you not like the word safsal that the rabbis use? Or itzteba that most people use? Why are you using weird words? So he started to realize that Rav Yehuda was a Talmid Chacham. He didn't even speak his language. He was speaking Talmidei Chachamim words and like Gemara words. And Rav Nachman was like, whoa, hold on. So Amar lei lechol mor etrunga. You want to eat an etrog? I'll bring you etrog. Use the weird word again. Etrunga. Amar lei hachi amar shmuel deja shmuel. Says, kula amar etrunga tilta beramut rucha. Somebody who says etrunga, that means he has like one third of gaava. O etrog to the kariyua rabbanan. Oh, etroga, the Amrei Nashay. Either say etrog that the rabbis say, or etroga that most people say. Amar le lishtei mor anbaga. Do you want to have a drink? You can have a drink. Rashi says it's a koshu revi'it. It's a revi'it of a drink. So Amar le misane ispargus the kariro banan or anpak the Amrei Nashay. Do you not like ispargus that the rabbis call a drink, or anpak that most people call a drink? It's basically like someone comes and says, you want vodka? He's like, vodka? He's like, no. He's like, well, you call it vodka? We call it a different drink in the Gemara, or in the words of the Chachamim. So he says, Amar lei teiti donag tashkenan. Okay, let my daughter donag. She'll come and pour you to drink. Amar lei hachi amar shmuel deja shmuel says, ein mishamshim beisha. You cannot use a woman. Right, Rashi says, shema yelamdena liot regilam b'yinen anashim. You should not have a woman serve men like that. Because maybe she'll become accustomed to being amongst the men, and then chas v'shalom do things she's not supposed to. So the Gemara says he responded, "Ketanai, she's a child." So he says, "Beferush amar Shmuel, ein mishamshim beisha klal, bein gdola bein ktana, doesn't matter." Shmuel said, "Whether she's an adult or a child doesn't make a difference." Nishadar le mor shlamal le Yalta. Do you want to send shalom to Yalta? Who was Yalta? Yalta was Rav Nachman's wife. She said, do you want to send shalom to my wife? Amar lei, hacham ar shmuel, kol b'isha erva. The voice of a woman is erva, is nudity. Cannot listen to the voice of a woman. She said, efshar al adei shaliach. So I can send a messenger. She said, amar lei, hacham ar shmuel, shmuel said the following, ein shualim b'shalom isha, you're not allowed to ask the well-being of a woman. So the Gemara says, al yedei bala. Okay, I'm her husband. You can ask it through me. So he says, amar lei, hacham ar shmuel, this is what shmuel says, You're not allowed to ask the well-being of a woman whatsoever, no matter what, even through a messenger, even through the husband. Right? It's inappropriate in that sense. Obviously, in a case like today, if somebody were to say, let's say Shabbat Shalom or something like that, it could be it's different. You have a, you know, just a response, proper etiquette. But to go and ask the well-being of a woman might be inappropriate. So Shalchale Lidvitu, the wife, Yalta, sent her of Nachman, Shari Li Le Tigrei Deloni Shavach Kesharim Haaretz. Let him go free so he doesn't make you like all of the other, the rest of the Ameh Haaretz, Am Haaretz. This is how Rav Nachman's wife was talking to him.
By the way, the Malachim were asking Abraham about his wife when they came.
Nachon. Amar lei, mai she'atei demor acha. So he says, okay, Rav Yehuda, what are you doing here? So Amar lei, taskad hazmana shadar mor abatrai. You sent me a letter for the Beit Din. Amar lei, hashad shuta demor lo gemarna. Taskad hazmanu taj meshadarna demor. He says, I don't even speak your language. I don't speak your famous, your amazing language. You think I'm going to send you a letter to the Beit Din? He says, he pulls out the letter and he shows him, this is the letter. He says, Amarle, or the invitation, whatever it is. Amarle, it's like a hazmana. Amarle, had gavrav had diska. He says, this is the man. And you know, this is the invitation, this is the man, this is the case that happened. This is exactly what I got. You're saying it didn't come from you, but this is the name. So he said, Amar le ho'il va'ata mor le'acha mishtei mile. Okay, now that you came here already, Rav Nachman asked him, you were supposed to come to the Beit Din. So now that you came here, let me ask you what happened. So he says, Ki hechi de lo lemru michanfei rabanan adede. Let me ask you some questions. So they don't say, oh, the rabbis have favor for one another, and they do chanufa. He says, Amar le, mai ta'amash shamtei mor la'u gavra. He asked him, okay, you brought this invitation. You excommunicated someone. Why'd you excommunicate that guy? So he says, Si'er shlichad rabanan. Because he was causing Tsar to the shaliach of the rabbis. It says, V'nagdei mor, why didn't you give him lashes? You shouldn't have given him malkut. It says, the Rav menaged aman de mitzaresh l'chad rabbanan. Rav used to give lashes to a person who would cause suffering, tsar, to the shaliach of the rabbanan. It says, da'adif minei avadilei. He says, I wanted to do the best thing I could do, right? Rashi says, chamura mimena asiti lo lekonso. I wanted to do the strictest I could do. So instead of giving him in lashes, I excommunicated him because he was making fun of the rabbi's servant who was picking up food for him. He said, ah, who is this guy? And he made fun of him. So I put him in excommunication. The story continues, but I think we'll stop there for today. Amen, amen. Just a 1-minute recap.